Hush now. You're going to scare off the prey. No. Don't worry, I'm not angry with you. I knew that this task was going to be an arduous one. Well, you're not exactly light-footed. I could hear you coming from a mile away, even if I had your little human ears. But soon, you will walk as quickly and quietly as I do. Not a single creature in these woods will be able to hear you until you are right on their ass. Look, I know this doesn't seem like the type of thing that you want to do, but it's important for you to learn. Because if you're going to lead the pack with me, then you need to become like them. You need to be able to relate to them. They're never going to take you seriously if you can't even catch dinner. Yes, of course, I'm being serious. But no matter, I'm going to teach you everything there is for you to know. So I suppose you needn't worry about all that. You know, I find that recently we don't have times like this. Come on. You know. Where it's just you and me. All alone. I bet if you screamed, no one would hear you. Boo. Not that I plan to do anything nefarious with you, my love. Or do I? You do look quite helpless. Oh, will you relax? I'm just teasing. But you're so fun to tease. You know what I mean. You get this look on your face. What's the word you humans like to use? Uptight. Yeah, that's it. You're uptight. Oh, there's no use in denying it now. I've been with you long enough to know. What are you doing? You think you can just walk away from me? I'm teaching you how to hunt. An essential skill for a pack leader such as yourself. No, I don't think you're going to go anywhere. I said quit. Come here. No, you'll come because I said so. That's right. Now that you can't move, and we've already established that if you screamed, no one would hear you, we're gonna play a game. A game where I remind you of one very important, simple truth. Don't forget who you belong to. It's not yourself. It's me. I'm at the end of your leash. You do what I say, not the other way around. Am I hurting you? My grip isn't even that tight around your wrists. These are things you need to work on. This pain tolerance of yours needs to go up. There will be days, weeks even, in the winter when the pack can't hunt. And you will be starving. You might even want to turn your fangs towards me and take a bite. You'll know pain then. That's something I can promise you. I'm one person who has both the patience and tolerance to teach you our ways. You need to remember your place and be obedient. So when I say crouch, you crouch. When I say stop moving, you do just that. And right now, when I say, you tell me who you belong to, there we go. You are learning. It's what I like to see. You know, maybe you're not a total lost cause. There's still hope for you. Alright, fine, I'm letting you go. Why are you being such a big baby? I'm your life partner. You can't even trust me to pin you against a tree. Not worried I'm gonna hurt you. Hurt your pretty little wrists. Come now. Have more faith in me than that. I never hurt you on purpose. Unless you wanted me to, but that's a completely different story, isn't it? Exactly. So, where were we? Oh, you don't want to hunt. I thought we just went over this. It's important for you to learn. That bad, You want me to carry you? Are you being serious? Fine. But this is the only time, and I mean the only time. Hop on my back. God. We haven't even walked that far. And that whole spiel about no one being able to hear you. Total bullshit, by the way. We're about like a 10-minute jog away from home. Of course, I was only messing with you. You should see her face right now. I thought maybe if you felt like it was more of an adventure, you'd actually want to participate, but I guess I was wrong. Instead, you were just complaining about how much your feet hurt and that I apparently have to carry you. What an unproductive day this has turned out to be. But my precious little mate is really in that much pain, of course I'll carry you home. Because that's what a real alpha does. Hopefully it's something you'll learn soon. People will need to depend on you. You need to make sure you're dependable. Not lazy and weak. It's not a good look. And it doesn't only hurt yourself, it hurts those around you. Because you're in a position of power. You don't have the same leisure time as others in the pack. You agreed to this. You knew what responsibilities you were taking on. I warned you. And you still chose this. You still chose me. Which I suppose I should be quite thankful for. You have a lot to learn, you know. But I will give you the benefit of the doubt and say there is a lot I could learn from you as well. You know more about compassion, human emotions, the social life they live. Things like that are important to the pack's survival. Especially if we mean to cooperate with humans in the area. Something which I still wish for. But I'm glad for you. You made my dream a reality. It's finally in my grasp. And it is. All thanks to you. My love. My mate. My darling precious baby. That I'm forced to carry around like some glorified pack mule. Don't worry. I have many ideas. Many. Of how you'll be able to pay me back for it. You can bitch and moan all you like. I suppose I can see the logic in that. You'd rather repay me now than later. You do like your peace and quiet when you're trying to sleep. Fine. Here's what's going to happen. I'm gonna set you down. And then I'm going to sit down on this stump right here. I want you to use that pretty mouth of yours to come over and eat me out. That's funny. I don't remember asking you to complain with it. I remember asking you to put that tongue on my clit. And yet here you are. God. No one's coming. Be for real. Who do you think is making every schedule, if not me? We're the only ones out here today, I promise you. Oh, you don't think your precious mate deserves a little reward? I took you hunting. I guarded you and protected you. Saved your life, really. That's the spirit. Being a little more willing. I can't help it. You're just too good with your mouth. I need it. I need you. Well, you see, the thing is, I'm wearing a skirt. Yeah, and, well, not so much any underwear. Well, I didn't think it would happen, but I was open to the idea of it happening, and, well, that's good enough, don't you think? Oh, come on. Don't complain that I had the forethought to give you easy access. Why don't you just have your fun, and I'll sit back and enjoy? Hey, maybe I'm a fortune teller. Well, your feet hurt, don't they? And now you only need to be on your knees. Too soon? Whatever. Go on. You know how I like it. Don't be shy. Use your fingers too. Like that. No. Fuck. Damn you for making me work up a sweat. I know. I didn't even get to do anything besides sit here and enjoy it. Well, we could change that. If you agree to walk home instead of having me carry you. No? Well, that's what I thought. This will just have to suffice then.